Good afternoon. Outside of a few flurries, things continue to wind down with the latest storm across interior southern New York and New England. Perhaps just a little bit more light snow, mainly in northern and eastern Vermont, while the rest of the region will see increasing sunshine through the afternoon. Everyone will have a strong, gusty northwest wind throughout the rest of the day and cold temperatures for this time of year. Even as the storm departs over the Canadian Maritimes, that blustery northwest breeze will keep readings in the middle to upper teens on average, with only a few places even reaching the 20-degree mark. At times, winds gusting over 30 miles per hour will produce wind chills down near or below zero. Overnight, tonight's skies will be mainly clear, with some clouds increasing by morning, and this will allow temperatures to drop back towards zero and even in the 0 to 10 below range in normally colder spots. So after a frigid start tomorrow, we'll have some sunshine mixed with clouds and a developing southerly breeze pushing milder air into the region around the backside of high pressure. This will allow temperatures to reach up into the middle 30s, assisting in the breaking up of some ice and snow. On Saturday, skies will become mostly cloudy with a weak disturbance passing through. It may produce a few rain or snow showers as temperatures reach up into the 40s. Behind this system, much colder air blowing in on Sunday with a gusty west to northwest wind, and despite lots of sunshine, highs will be back down to around 30. Even colder for St. Patrick's Day, despite brilliant sunshine with high pressure overhead on Monday, the high temperature will only be in the 20s. Dry weather will last into Tuesday, although clouds will be on the increase during the day. We'll push it back into the mid-30s before reaching the 40s with a chance of a few rain showers on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings for northern New England continue this afternoon. Storm total accumulations of 14 to 22 inches expected in central and northern Maine by this evening, with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour, will produce near blizzard conditions with considerable blowing and drifting snow and low visibility. Temperatures in these locations today will stay in the single digits and lower teens, with wind chill values well below zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Pompano Beach and Miami, both in Florida, to a low of 15 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and windy in the mid-20s. Boston, breaks of sun, windy. A few snow showers left with highs in the lower 20s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with temperatures staying in the teens. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high 70 set in 2012 and in 1946, and the record low 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:59 p.m. 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Leftover snow showers, otherwise windy with breaks of sunshine through the afternoon, and temperatures holding in the lower teens. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs around 20. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, in and out sunshine for the rest of the day and windy through the afternoon, high temperatures in the lower to mid-teens. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mixture of sunshine and clouds through the afternoon, windy and very cold, with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. In and out sunshine for the balance of the afternoon, windy and very cold, with temperatures in the upper teens to around 20. Breezy tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows between 0 and 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and milder in the mid-30s. 40s on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and a few rain or snow showers. Mostly sunny, windy, and colder Sunday around 30. Sunny but cold on Monday in the 20s. back to the mid-30s with dry weather on Tuesday, and a chance of rain showers Wednesday and highs in the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.